It is an honor to be here today to present to you the Libya delegation that will review with you the third Libya Universal Periodical Review. The Government of National Accord is committed to the Universal Review process as it sees it as a pivotal tool to help measure, advance, and protect human rights in Libya. Much has happened in Libya since the last presented report of May 13, 2015. Regrettably, for the most part, what transpired were not events that were conducive to the furthering of promotion and protection of human rights. In fact, there were events that posed major challenges to the Government of National Accord. To put things in perspective, and to give a time capsule of sorts for some of the major challenges that negatively impacted the stability of Libya during this period, and after the Skhirat political agreement, which was drawn in December 2015, followed by the GNA assuming its duties in the capital in March 2016, which was run by chaos before then. Such events include the Benghazi war escalated and became a deadly and destructive adventure. May 2016, the War on Terror campaign was declared by the GNA in Sirte, where ISIS was defeated, and the war ended in December 2016. January 2017, meddling in by regional and international countries began to take a bolder shape. March 2017, the Battle of Sidra, the Oil Crescent, began. January 2018, armed groups attacked the Tripoli airport and a battle ensued. 2018, the war in Derna broke out. 2018, a second attack and the battle for the Oil Crescent. January 2019, the war in the south broke out and the march on Sabha. April 2019, the seat of government and the capital is attacked with what became to be known as the Tripoli War. Flagrant foreign countries' interventions and violations of the UN Security Council arms embargo takes place and continues with impunity throughout the 14-month war on the capital. During the four-year period, the country saw political divisions and state institutions were divided. The closure of the oil fields and stopping of the oil production suffocates the economy. And last but not least, dealing with the COVID pandemic. Despite all this, the Government of National Accord rose to the challenge and continued to promote human rights as it is the only path to transitional justice and sustainable peace. As evident by the State of Libya call for accountability for the gross violations that are taking place throughout Libya and passing the Libya resolution in the 43rd session of this esteemed council. Madam President, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the distinguished members of the delegation who are participating via video conferencing from the capital, led by His Excellency the Minister of Justice, Mr. Mohammed Lemloum, and joined by Mr. Mohammed Busnena, Undersecretary of Ministry of Social Affairs, Mr. Salahuddin Aboud, Director of International Organizations Department, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Nasser Al-Ghaita, Human Rights Advisor to the Minister of Justice, Dr. Tahrid Shinib, Clinical Psychologist in the Community Outreach Office, Ministry of Health, and member of the National Committee of International Humanitarian Law, Ministry of Health, Ms. Aida Bayou, Advisor for Human Rights to the Ministry of Interior. With that, Mr. Minister, I turn the floor to you, Excellency, to present the State of Libya UPR. Thank you.
بنفس البرنامج كان بنفس له يعني فرق من البدايه قدرت من
I'm afraid we cannot hear you. Are you online with us?
بسم الله السلام عليكم.